Your question as far as
we're continuing the conversation with Paul Register part two. I just was my computer, my problem, folks. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, to continue your question, it's like as far as Donald Trump goes, it's like nobody who has the resources and the life that he has, and certainly a beautiful family. And he has so much, and it's like nobody would make the choice to go down the road he has and risk everything unless he was being led. And the reason I say that is because, like, I mean, he's been targeted not just by, dare I say, the maniacs who've come after him, but also you look at the duration of the last 4 years, he wasn't even the president. I've never seen a president who, during his tenure, was attacked by the media time and time again, the way that President Trump was when he wasn't even in office.
Liz Cheney, led the commission. Okay, Liz Cheney, she's a lesbo, folks. Her father is a criminal. I have so much on him. Criminal. I could indict him if I had a grand jury. Cheating.
Yeah, and so you just, with everything that he says, and a very person that I trust, who's kind of an advisor to me from time to time, it's like, he's like, I've been through, the gentleman's about 60 years old, and he says to me, he's like, I've seen a lot of presidents come and go. I've never seen one that does what he says the way that President Trump has.
Trump's doing a great job, in my opinion. The only problem I have with Trump is appointments. He's selected so many great people. I don't want to even mention them. I don't want the government knowing. Hey, Stu Webb's on to them. I already talked to them. We're not going there. Here's the problem. I am. It's the governor of South Dakota, where you live, was appointed as a position within the cabinet. Explain that. Now, Eric, I'm going to say something. I don't believe her. I think she's a criminal.
Yeah, and I just, I mean, I know that, with everything that I've seen, that's the one that I can't make sense of.
It's Nomi. Nomi. Name her. Say her name.
Oh, Kristi Noem, yeah. When she went on TV every time after she was being looked at as a potential vice president nominee, the American citizens got to see the real version of Kristi Trump. Every time that she was on TV, she would bail on when she was expected to come on shows. It's like all she does would sit there, and they would ask her questions, and she would do is dance around them. She's not even that good at sidestepping the questions. She's every bit the moron that she made.
She is a moron.
Yeah, she's terrible. And so it's like, but the one thing that she's been willing to do, which is the way you get ahead in South Dakota, all you got to do is be a yes person. All you got to be is in the, like, basically willing to fall in line. And basically, they sit there and they wait their turn.
She sucked up to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
She's the only cabinet member I object to. I object to. I could have told him vice president. Fuck, what was his name? That fucking dick on January 6th voted against him. His vice president from Ohio. I could have told him that if he would have listened to me. Now, I think I'm getting the attention of the president. And I hope I get the attention of the president. This broad is a danger to America. He needs to eliminate her and appoint somebody else, period, in my opinion. Fire her ass. Get somebody else. Go ahead.
Yeah, I fully believe that it, deep down, I believe he knows what he's doing, and it's kind of one of those, like...
He's doing the best he can do, in my opinion. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think in the case of Christy Noem, he understands it's probably one of these keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer type situations, because everybody...
She sucked up to him. She sucked up to him. I watched it for over the past year. She sucked up to him to get that position.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Go ahead. And it's like if you would have seen the interviews that were done with her.
Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for saying this, but she's a dick sucker. Go ahead.
But in the interviews after Trump quote unquote lost the presidency, the one that they stole, basically what I know to say about that is that, like, she was immediately following that election, she was doing everything she could to distance from him, and then lo and behold, here she comes.
Yeah, like, I watched her. I watched this witch. She's a witch.
Yeah. She's duplicitous as anybody that's in politics. She's exactly what a politician you'd fear him to be.
You're exactly right, Paul. Paul, you have any last words?
I thank you for each time that you've allowed me to come on this show, and I know that ultimately that God's going to decide some pretty amazing things to come to the prosperity of the people who've been fighting this battle for not just the last 4 years, but people such as yourself that has been fighting this battle a whole lot longer.
40 fucking years, too much, Paul.
Yeah.
40 years, 40 attempts upon my life. I counted them again today. 40 times they tried to kill me. 40 times they tried to kill me. I'm sick of this bullshit. Okay?
Yep.
Joint Task Force Group, folks. It's been mentioned in the hearings of Jim Jordan with the FBI director. Oh, January 6th. Oh, did you have FBI agents that broke into the Capitol? No. Did you have another congressman or senator, whoever it was, did you have FBI human resources? He wouldn't answer the question.
Yep.
They were the ones that beat the cops up, killed the cop, and they were never charged. FBI human resources. Now, FBI division number 5. I heard on a show where the FBI division number 5 human resources were the ones that broke in the Capitol, killed the cop, the whole bit. Were they charged? No. FBI human resources, and before Johnson's committee, Joe Johnson, all right. Johnson, Congressman Johnson, Ohio, his committee. What did they say? Hold on. Human resources, he wouldn't answer the question, the current FBI director, until, what, this past week when they fired him, right? He wouldn't answer the question. FBI division number 5, folks, I'm going to give you a rundown on this. FBI division number 5 is all across the United States of America. They monitor me. They target me. They try to kill me. I tried to kill me in 2-3 car crash rollovers, 2-1 rollover, and 2 other car crashes. Division number 5, FBI, human resources, operating out of the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office, Gene Baker, in downtown Kansas City. They, FBI 5, this new FBI director, Kash Patel, that's going in the office this week. An FBI agent said on a broadcast that was Hunter Biden's investigation with the IRS agent, and he quit the FBI, stated this past week that he says, fuck, I'm having a brain fart. He says, the FBI human resources were on the Capitol, breaking down and beating cops, breaking windows out, and they were never arrested. And it was testified before that committee. It's up there. It's, folks, go look. Jim Jordan did it. His intelligence committee, his judiciary committee, with Pride, the FBI agent. Now, I'm so pissed off. We have to have change within the government. In my opinion, Donald Trump is doing an excellent job of what he's doing. Now, the biggest piggy bank that, what's that? Tesla cars, Elon Musk. He needs to be looking at rid of government corruption and money waste. He needs to be looking at, number one, HUD. Number two, the banks. Number three, he needs to be looking. The biggest piggy bank was HUD. They're stealing HUD. I got 500,000-600,000 apartment units out of HUD since 1969. We need to have change. We need to have them. AIMCO, AIMCO. Terry Considine runs it because of Neil Bush's buddy. Silverado Neil Bush. We'll go on forever with this stuff. If you allow me to. But I'm not going to. We need the cleansing of this government. We need the cleansing now of all this corruption. Mr. President, if you hear this show, Mr. President Donald Trump, call me. You have my phone number. I posted it on your site, 45office.com or whatever it was. I posted links. You have my phone number. I want to talk to you, sir. I want to tell you how to clean the fucking government up and all this mess. With that said, Paul, you believe in Jesus Christ, and so do I. I only know that I live today because of Jesus Christ. We've talked about this in my house. I know that you live because of Jesus Christ, Almighty God. That's the only reason you live. He keeps angels of protection around you. Paul. Your protection. You've gotten a divorce over this. You're helping people. It caused you a divorce.
The divorce took place just prior to this, but it's been kind of a blessing in that sense. It's like I'm very good footing with my ex. The one thing that I know to say is, like, in order to do what I've been doing, I don't think there's a wife on the planet that would willingly sign off on having their husband kind of go into the territories that I have. And like you said, it's like it requires protection. And it's like, in all honesty, the protection offered by man isn't good enough. It's like you need significant protection, and the only one that can cast that down on you is the Almighty. And I've had those opportunities where it's been a bit tenuous, and certainly a lot of bad things could happen, but I've been protected time and time again. And so it's like I know that with the stuff I'm working on and that I have been working on, that it's like, all right, Lord, you have this. You have this fully understood. You have this planned in advance. You have everything figured out, and all I have to do is when you prompt me, I know exactly how you're prompting me. So it's like, okay, this is where I know. This is where I know to go forward. You have everything lined up for me, and so all I have to do is wait for God to show me where he wants me, and And my job isn't to figure out why I'm going. My job is simply to go and figure out once I get there. And so he's brought me like into camaraderie with a gentleman who's been in this field of whistleblowing for 40 years and so many other fantastic allies throughout the process. And it's like, I don't stumble into this stuff on my own because I don't have, frankly, I'm not not a socialite or anything like that. I don't run in a lot of circles, so it's like the ones that I do, I've always been blessed where it's like, okay, he's put me in touch with some really experienced people who have knowledge, and people who in a blessing, who have taught me what's true and what's not true. Because it's like 2016, I was just as naive as most every American out there, and the one thing that I will say worked to my benefit was the fact that it's like I'm not one of these people that once I feel that I'm right, I don't dig in. It's like, if you have the evidence and can convince me otherwise, I do what I can to listen. And so ultimately, after a couple months of the people assuring me, and not just assuring me, but educating me, I finally had the ability to listen to what they had to say and what was going on, and I've been able to affect other people in that regards, where it's like, you know, this is what is being portrayed as the truth. This is what the actual truth is. And one of the biggest blessings is when you're able to show other people. One of the things that they tell you is that as soon as they start to see things, they can't go back the other way and see it. They now their eyes have been opened, and it's just. But it takes a certain degree of humility to be able to say, you know what, I was wrong. I was wrong this whole time. And thankfully, I had enough people that kept doing their best to tell me what they knew and really trying to help me out. And the Lord blessed me with their camaraderie and friendship. And they're not just that, but the ability to trust them, because this is a tough business if you're... even if you trust people, this is a tough business.
You're in the whistleblower business, buddy. Like me.
Yeah,
you're a federal whistleblower, I'm concerned. I state that. You are. Everything that you have been through, I've heard the stories.
Yeah.
It's bizarre, folks. It's the kind of crap that I've been through. I've been through so much, 40 attempts upon my life in 40 years. I'm tired of it. I want their asses. I want them all locked up for what they've done to me.
Yeah, and not just you, but done to so many. It's just like, I mean, you just know that there's got to be a time where it's got to be safe to speak the truth in America again.
Yes, very true. Nah, Paul. Oh, God. I don't know where to go with this.
Well,
I want to end it.
Because
I think you
right
spoke
there.
Enough. I think you spoke enough about all the
yep.
stuff going on. I'm going to be posting this up on Donald Trump's message board tomorrow morning.
Perfect.
But, hey, I want you. You're a believer in Jesus Christ, Almighty God. Right now, folks, you believe in Jesus Christ. I do. You need to be praying for this country. You need to be praying for the protection of Donald Trump on a daily basis. You need to be praying that this country gets straightened out. I mean, look, we got Fauci out here. I posted something on Fauci from Judicial Watch. 68 million fucking people are dead. Excuse my vulgarity. They're dead because of Fauci. And it's his biochemical agent. Okay? We got what? maybe 2 million dead because of Israel and the Gaza Strip and all the other countries they've attacked. 2 million people dead, okay? Now, what's this? About 4, 5, 6 years now, we put up with this, and we're talking about... Joe, Professor Joe talks with me on the phone. I've done a whole series of this fake Bible stuff. Fake Bible stuff. They wrote it. They wrote it. The evil ones wrote it. What they don't understand is there's certain sections of the Bible are very true. Hebrews 9. The blood, the blood, the blood. Why do they do human sacrifices all the time? Because of the blood. It's the blood of Jesus taken up into the heavens. Okay? By the blood, the name of Jesus, and by the blood, Jesus Christ, Almighty God. By your blood, by your stripes, nailed to the cross, Father, beaten, tormented, stabbed. By your blood, you in human form, Father, Jesus, God Almighty, God Almighty in human form. I pray that all the time. I pray for angels of protection around people. I pray for all this stuff all the time. Healings for people. I've seen people healed my prayers. They were healed from my prayers because of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, who I believe is Lord and Savior. Now, we got a big problem. Within the next 1 year, in my opinion, there may be a return of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, and lift everybody up. Oh, there's a rapture. Psalms 92. No, no. Or whatever it is. Not Psalms 92. It's another one. I'm seeing what's going on today. I'm seeing all the psychotic crap. Evil. 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 That's all it is. It's evil. We got to come together in prayer. Got to start praying daily for angels of protection over this country and over Donald Trump. We got to ask because his wife is a born-again Christian. Oh, my God. I heard her make a statement at her mother's funeral. And she is the one that's leading Trump to Christianity. Remember, he was married to Jews in the past, folks. Married to Jewish women. They didn't believe in Christianity, okay? But his current wife does, and his current son does. Now, we need to be praying for him and their family, for angels of protection around them to complete the operation that needs to be done. We need to pray for all this stuff, but there's one problem I have with Donald Trump. It's Jared Kushner, his son-in-law. He is an Israeli Mossad agent working for Israel. Israeli Mossad agent working for Israel, and I can prove it. He needs to be stopped. I'd ask for you to pray against him, to hold him in his tracks. He's buying property along the Gulf of the Palestinians, all along the beachfront property. He's involved in operations, buying property, going to build high rises over there. I mean, he's a punk. That guy needs to be arrested, in my opinion. With that said, Paul, I'm going to let you have your last comments.
Yeah,
and I want you to take us to prayer on this for the nation. Okay?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think that with everything that we are trying to get done, I think that more so than any time that I've ever felt that I feel like now is the time. Now is where the healing is about to take place. And now is when the Americans who have not seen the truth were about what America had become. I think it's about to be exposed. I think that we are certainly in alignment with what what God's course for us is hopes to be. And so I just know that the best way to navigate and to get through all of this is to continue through prayer, continue through asking the Lord for guidance, and certainly opening the eyes of friends and loved ones who are unable to see because they're seeing too much of what the world is showing them, and not believing what is the actual truth. And so I just know that we're blessed to be in the position that we're in, even though it's a struggle. It's like the Lord doesn't give he gives his most difficult tasks to his toughest soldiers. And so it's like you just know that there may be hardships and struggles, but he put you in this position for a reason. So now's the time to push through and keep fighting.
Oh, I'm going to keep fighting, buddy. Just like you are, I know. Now, Paul, you want to lead us in prayer?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Dear Lord, we come before you this evening, and we just thank you so much for the opportunity to come on Stu's show that he has for listeners and just trying to reach the word of what's going on in this country. We know that you are getting ready to infiltrate the corruption and expose it in a significant way. We have so many people throughout the United States who can feel this revival. They can feel the community and the love that is spreading across. We have so many citizens that are shut out to this and believe in what the world has taught us, and what the American media has taught us, and so many difficulties seeing the truth of the matter. The ultimate blessing is that you have given us this compass, Lord. You have given us the ability to see when it doesn't align with your word, then it can't be truth. Lord, we know that everything that we are doing is propelled to bring glory to you. We thank you so much for the love that you've given us, the care that you've given us, the protection you've given us, and we ask that you continue to do this and bless our president and bless those who are needing the help through this struggle. We hope that you ask that you open the eyes and do it in a fashion that makes people seek the truth, seek what being a child of God is all about. We know that is the ultimate blessing to each of us, and we thank you so much, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I'm in confirmation, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, by your blood, by your stripes, by your stabbings, Father, by being nailed to the cross, by your blood, Father, by your blood, by your whippings and all the other things they did to you, Father. You're my God. You're my Lord. And Father, I thank you for keeping me alive after 40 years. They've tried to kill me 40 times, Father. You know that. Recent attempts upon my life even. Father, I'm asking for Michael Archangel protection for around Paul, around me, around all the other whistleblowers unnamed, Father, in this broadcast. I don't want him hurt. I pray for him daily, Father. You know that. I ask for angels of protection around him. I ask for healings on them. So many people are being hurt, Father, whistleblowers. Those that have blown the whistle, Father, that have blown the whistle are being targeted. I want to stop, Father. I'm asking for Michael, the archangel, to protect Paul, protect me, and protect the others that I've asked for without saying their names on the air, Father. I'm asking you, Father, to bring justice to America. I'm asking you to bring justice. I'm asking you, Father, to make President Donald Trump your guy. Your guy. Your guy, Father. Working for you through his wife, who's a believer, and I know that. And I believe that Trump has become a believer. I'm asking, Father, that we work together, all of us, to solve the problem of America. Solve the problem of the world. Stop these wars. Stop this child trafficking. Lord, I want all these people involved in the child trafficking, Father, to be executed. I put it before your feet, Father, at your cross. I ask you to bring judgment upon them. You say to ask it and demand it. I'm demanding it. Every one of them. And these people in government, our government, all these inspector generals and all these congressmen and senators and the corrupt, Father, like Schumer and all the others that I posted recently by him being blackmailed by the Bushes, Father, I ask you, Father, to judge them. I ask, Father, you to bring judgment upon their heads. You say, ask it. I'm commanded. You say to command it. I'm commanded to be done. Father, I'm going to leave it up to you, Father. I'm setting it at your feet, at your cross. Take care of these people. And to take care of all of us and keep us all safe and make this country safe, Father. I ask for you, Father, to bring blessings upon America through Donald Trump, through the Trump administration. But, Father, the one cabinet member that we talked about earlier, Father, I ask for her to be exposed. I ask for her to be exposed and removed. South Dakota, I ask it, Father, in your holy name, by your blood, by your stripes, Father. And I thank you, Father, for answering my prayers. I thank you, Jesus Christ, Almighty God. You, Father, my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. All right, sir. Well, good talking to you.
Good talking to you, Paul.
Yep. So you take care, and when time allows, we know we'll be in touch.
Yes, we shall be. Thank
All
you,
right.
Paul. Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. What was it?